This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and joining us once again is Dean Edwards. We head over to the UK once again. Dean, welcome back. Nice to chat.
Hello, Brad. Thank you.
Dean, let's talk some cycling now. You were saying that in our first chat, that you've almost found your groove on the bike, and you just really sort of find that that's where you're getting the sort of most gains. Well, what is it that's made the biggest difference for you on the bike that's just really upped and improved your performance?
The turbo trainer, definitely. It's the most time-efficient way to train on a bike, in my opinion. The only other thing that comes close is probably time trialing. You can go and do some of your local time trials once a week or once every 2 weeks. That's really good. But if I had to give you just one answer, it would definitely be the turbo.
Do you think, I mean, obviously we spoke about it last time out with regards to the weather conditions, and sometimes it's just not conducive to being outdoors where you live in Wolverhampton, and it's just not safe, so you spend that time on the indoor. Do you find that sometimes it's just out of necessity, or do you really think, you know what, like it's you're going to get as good, if not better, workout on the turbo than you would out on the road?
I mean, obviously, going out and doing a long ride, you know, anything that's 3 hours or more, is better out on the roads. But I just don't think you can match the turbo for a really hard 60 to 90 minutes of sets. I don't think you can beat it.
Dean, as far as training, and we touched on it last time out as well with regards to power, you don't train with a power meter. You train to heart rate and feel. As far as heart rate goes, you say you don't rely on it, but you obviously track it and know where your sort of zones are. Tell us a little bit about how you work on making sure you're in the right sort of zones from a heart rate perspective.
Well, I don't really, to be honest. As mad as it sounds, I mean, I know what sets I've got to work through for the, you know, the forthcoming hour or 2 hours. I know how long those sets are. And if it's lots of 1 minute sets, I know I can push harder for those 1 minutes than I could if it was like 10 minute sets, if that makes sense. I just don't work to heart rate zones or wattage. I have recently started using the watt bikes at our local gym. Don't really use it as a guide. I just use them because you can get into a good position on the watt bike.
As far as spending that time on the turbo and indoor, you obviously mix things up because, I mean, it can get to a point as well. If you're just sitting on the thing and just bombing out time, it can get about as mindless as just chasing a black line on the bottom of a swimming pool. What's your favourite workout to do on that turbo that keeps you sort of engaged and motivated?
At this time of year, over gearing work, really, working at a low cadence, the shorter sets, I think, is good this time of year, perhaps sets of 1 minute in length, with an equal amount of recovery. I find that quite a good set this time of year.
And in the peak sort of training for Kona, what's your favorite thing to do on the bike?
We do look at the build ride quite a lot. I sometimes go out and do it with others. Sometimes my dad comes. We'll ride 30 minutes to an easy pace, and then say 30 minutes at a, like a half Ironman type effort. And then we'll stop there. And then we'll do like a TT effort. How we've worked it before is I'll give my dad like a couple of minute head start, on the main road. And then I've gone and chased after him. for 30 minutes. And he obviously rides as hard as he can so that I can't catch him. Quite fun as well.
I love that. Yeah, gamify it slightly, and it makes things interesting. Dean, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.